In the lowlands of Creggan there lives a white hare, as swift as the swallow that flies through the air. You may tramp the world over, but none to compare with the pride of low Creggan, that funny white hare. One clear autumn morning, as you may suppose, the red golden sun o'er the green mountain rose. Barney Conway came down and he did declare, "This day I'll put an end to the funny white hare." He searched through the lowlands and down through the glens, and among the wild bushes where the white hare had ends, till at last, coming home o'er the heather so bare, from behind a wild thistle out jumped the white hare. Bang, bang went his gun, and his dog he slipped too, as swift as the wind o'er the green mountain flew. But the dog soon came back, which made poor Barney sigh, for he knew that the white hare had bid him goodbye. We're some jolly sportsmen down here from Pomroy, from Cookstown, Dungannon, and likewise the Moy. With our pedigree greyhounds we've travelled afar, and we've come down to Creggan in our fine motor car. Oh, away to the lowlands these huntsmen did go, in search of the white hare they looked high and low. Till at last Barney Conway on a bog bank so bare shouted out to the huntsmen, "There lies the white hare." They called up their greyhounds from off the green lea, and Barney and the huntsmen they jumped high with glee. For 'twas there on the turf bank all gathered around, 7 dogs and 9 men did that poor hare surround. No wonder the white hare did tremble with fear, as she stood on her toes she would raise her big ears. But she stood on her toes, and with one gallant spring she cleared over the greyhounds and broke through the ring. Well, the chase it went on, 'twas a beautiful view, as swift as the wind o'er the green mountain flew. But the pedigree greyhounds they didn't go far, they came back and went home in their fine motor car. There came another man, and you all know him well. His name is Pat Devlin, and Bonnie Black Nell. In search of the white hare, he says, "I'll have fun. Here's 50 to 1 that Black Nell will her turn." 5 turns the hare got then from Bonnie Black Nell, and the 6th one was given around John Hawley's well. 'Twas there we lost sight of the hare and the dog, and in 10 minutes later came o'er the black fog. Well, the chase it went on, it was great for to see, the white hare and the greyhound they roamed light and free, till she travelled to Esker where she knew the lands well, and to Bonnie Black Nelly she soon bid farewell. Conclude, and to finish it's time, I hope you'll forgive me for singing this rhyme. If there's any amongst you in Carrickmore fair, let's drink up a health to that funny white hare.